is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer,
we sent our information via the Our Best Home For Me app. You reviewed it here, and now we're pre-qualified?
Officially.
Wow, that's
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Our Best Bank, ready to help.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection. Oh, yes. Shakespeare in Love. We've got the BSO in here. How are we doing, Maestro?
Hey, Tom. Good to be here.
Lauren Green, you brought Angela Carter in with you. How are you doing, Angela?
Doing good.
Well, super. So tell us about this Shakespeare in Love. What's going on here?
Well, we've got a concert this coming Saturday, and it happens around Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to try to find a little new twist for the Valentine's concert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so much Shakespeare that revolves around love and has inspired operas, concert music, Broadway musicals, films, movies, some of them comedies, some of them tragedies, but love is the common denominator. And so I chose a bunch of really almost random music, but really just a wide variety of music that has something to do about love, but it's inspired by Shakespeare. It's going to be a fun evening.
Well, I mean, you got it all here. I mean, you got everything from Prokofiev to Patrick Doyle.
Yep, and right in between is Cole Porter with Kiss Me, Kate.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
So, yeah, it was fun to put this together because it was really eye-opening. I knew that there would be a lot of music out there, but, you know, you don't realize how much really goes back to Shakespeare. Some of it was written for Shakespeare plays, but a lot of it was just inspired or, you know, sort of roughly around the theme of it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, take, for instance, Shakespeare in Love, where we got the title of the concert. Mm-hmm. That was a movie that came out in the 90s, won buku Oscars.
It did.
And Gwyneth Paltrow and all these guys. And it wasn't Shakespeare. It was supposedly about Shakespeare, but it wasn't even true. But it was a great film, and it has music that's really wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Not at all what I expected, to tell you the honest truth. But I figured it would be sort of a imitation Elizabethan, you know, Renaissance sort of la-di-da stuff. And it's really modern movie music, and it's very cool. So that's just one bit on the program.
All right. Now, Angela, we do have a few tickets, right?
Yes, tickets are still available. You can get them at the community center box office or online. You can go to our website, BartlesvilleSymphony.org, to get information and for tickets. We're really trying to suggest this as a date night idea. So if you don't have your Valentine's Day plans, this is a good idea to get your special someone, maybe dinner, maybe flowers, and maybe tickets to this concert. We think it'll be a really, really great evening.
I think that's a pretty good, nice little Valentine's package to kind of tie together. Guys, come on, put your thinking caps on. Just don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen, okay? There you go.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's not a heavy-duty symphony concert. Mm-hmm. It's also not a lightweight, popsy, you know, fun and games concert. There's some serious music on it, but it's all around this theme. And so that's what gives it the common thread of love.
Now, when we talk about the Bartlesville Community Center, we're talking about a beautiful place that, I mean, you can hear every note just so crisp and so clean. Talk about sonic. I mean, it is.
We're really proud of our place. You know, it's hard to imagine that it's 40 years old now.
It doesn't look
it
that doesn't, old.
Yeah, neither do I. But anyway, because I was there on the planning committees, but we won't talk about that. But no, it really is renowned all over the world as being just a real gem of an acoustical place. I mean, it's very pretty. And the way it's set up, you know, you feel like you're real close to the music and real close to what's on stage. Mm-hmm. And so we're real proud of it. And the nice thing is, now that things are maybe sort of going back to normal, we're really performing in our normal fashion now. For a whole year there, we didn't use the shell and didn't use curtains, and we had everybody spread out and we had microphones, and now we're really back to playing like a symphony should play, and it really sounds great.
I can't wait. This is going to be great.
It really
is. It's really going to be something else. Now, we still have quite a few shows left, right?
Oh, yes. We have one more after this. It's April 30th, and it...
Actually,
Two more.
Jumping way ahead.
I jumped ahead. Okay. So, March 26th and April 30th.
Oh.
So, working backwards, April 30th is our final show of the season. That one is another sort of Pops hybrid-oriented show, and it is a lot of movie music. So that's our night at the Oscars.
And there'll be some movie music there. You probably haven't heard, but boy, you'll wonder where you've been all your life. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And then a really extra special concert of the year is on March 26th, and this will feature the winner of the Symphony's Young Artist Competition.
That's always good.
Yes, so we held that competition last month, and we heard a number of really talented high school students, and we chose a winner who is Jacinta Johnson. She is a harpist. She's actually a student of Bartlesville Symphony harpist Lorelei Barton, and she's playing Dittersdorf, which is, if you've never heard a harp concerto, it's really, really interesting, and of course, it's such a beautiful instrument, and that hall will be lovely.
Yeah, it's really, really nice, and it's going to be quite a variety from the sort of performer we've usually had over the years. We don't usually get a harp soloist with an orchestra.
That's a lot of strings.
A lot of strings. I have no idea. And they're all different colors.
And the feet.
Yeah, that's what most people don't realize. There's about 8 pedals down there or something that they're pedaling all the time. And because each string can play like 3 different notes.
Yes.
And so they have to control those with the pedals. So it's fascinating.
Yeah, and then speaking of the acoustics in the hall, Lauren's pairing that with a number of different works on that program that are featuring, the name of the concert is the Orchestra Shines. So it's really featuring the whole BSO as well as the Young Artist winner with some really other
I have in mind some surprises on that concert, but we'll get to that next month.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Maybe even beyond the music, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, the big one is still coming up here on the 12th, and that'll be at 7:30, Shakespeare in Love. And the tickets, how do we go about getting them?
You can call the BCC box office, or you can walk in, or you can go to their website and purchase them online. You can go to the BartlesvilleSymphony.org site, and that'll give you all the info. And they'll be available at the door as well. So if you're a last-minute kind of planner and you've got this date night idea, but you want to make it a surprise, then you can walk in right before the show. And we've got musicians will be wearing masks. We'll ask the audience to wear masks. But there'll also be opportunity for socially distant seating within the hall. So everyone should feel safe and comfortable for this special romantic evening.
You know, Lauren, I want to get to this past couple of years. Have been kind of hard.
They have been hard.
On everybody. Yeah. And they've also been hard on the arts.
Oh, very hard. Mm-hmm. You know, and the more that the arts have utilized anything vocally or with the mouth or breathing as an orchestra or a choir, it's been very difficult because the performers are at risk as well as the audience and vice versa. So we've every organization has found ways to work within this to protect everybody to the best possible way. At the same time, still feeding that need that both musicians and the audience has to get some beauty back in their lives. Mm-hmm. And so we're real pleased that we feel comfortable in doing that at this point.
Yeah, and BSO has been one of the only orchestras, I mean, around the country that sort of was able to carry on just through really thoughtful protocols and cooperative audience and orchestras. So a lot of groups had to shut down completely, but BSO persevered and was able to keep providing music for the community.
Well, I want to commend everybody with BSO and of course the patrons too for making it work in a situation where it probably doesn't work anywhere else. And we're in a unique area. We have unique people to figure out unique challenges, and you guys made it work.
It is a challenge, and the challenge is ongoing, as everybody knows, whether it's churches or performing groups, whatever, because people sort of got used to not going to things too, or participating online or whatever. And so now we're having to find ways to say, hey, not only is it okay to come back, but you really need to come back. Mm-hmm. And we've got great things to offer, and it's safe. And we're doing our best, and so that's where we're at. We're trying to get back to normal.
Well, very good, and this is a great step, folks. If you haven't been out in a while, and I know what it's like. You know, you had the snow, you had the cold, you also had all the other germs in the air. But spring is just about here, and we're going to have some spring-like weather coming.
It'll
up
be
into
it
this,
should be
so
good.
Got to get
week
outdoors and get get feeling those wings going again.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll enjoy the music. Some of it will be very familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it less so. But ending with Tchaikovsky, Romeo and Juliet, that's just one of the classics of all time.
Classic.
And if you haven't gotten excited before that one, you'll leave the hall just, you know, with your heart beating and just the and as I say, right before that is a medley from Kiss Me, Kate, you know, which is, you say, what? Shakespeare? But that is based on Taming of the Shrew. And
that I didn't see, folks, you learned something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's the whole premise of the musical is that here's a troupe of actors putting on Taming of the Shrew.
Mm-hmm.
And then their real life action mirrors what they're doing on stage. And so there's your Shakespeare connection.
All right.
Yes, and you said Patrick Doyle, a great movie composer, just gorgeous music. So we're going to have a good time.
Now, Angela, if somebody wants to help out the BSO in a financial way, they got maybe a couple $1,000s burning in their pocket. Mm-hmm, we accept donations, do we not?
We would be happy to take that off your hands if that is something you're inclined to do to support our musicians and our outreach efforts in the community and our concerts. So that's available online as well through the BartlesvilleSymphony.org website. There's a portal to give online, and you can also do that by mail or by phone, and you can actually do it through the BCC as well, so they'll take donations on our behalf.
Wow.
One idea, which people might not have thought of, is you can set up a monthly donation, so something like $10 a month to your debit card. You just sort of set it and forget it kind of charges each month, and then that equates to $120 a year, which is a really meaningful gift to support the arts in Bartlesville. Give it some thought.
Well, there you go.
And you know, we say it, every group says it, but you have to always remember to realize that ticket sales account for so little of an organization's support when it comes down to the bottom line, that groups like ours must look for donations and support that make this stuff possible. Because otherwise it wouldn't. We would have to charge ticket prices that were unaffordable, and that's self-defeating. So this keeps it accessible to everybody.
We have great partners, but you could always use a few more.
Of course.
Definitely. Join the club. That's all there is to it. Join the club. It's right there on the website. Right. What's the website again?
BartlesvilleSymphony.org.
All righty. Well, Angela and Maestro, Lauren, thank you very much
for being
with us.
It's always good
to
be here.
Thank you.
And we'll see you Saturday night.
Bye-bye.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing.